Thanks for joining us, Neil. Any regrets about the starting 11 now?
No, none at all. Curtis Jones goes down with concussion this morning. Jan Palinkas plays 90 minutes last night. He's in A&E at 12:30 to this morning. He has to come on at half-time. You can see
Palinkas was in A&E.
Yeah, he played last night 90 minutes. He couldn't play today. He shouldn't have come on at half-time, but I watched that. Ennis has to have a rest at 33. I watched that. Potsy's not in the team. Listen, James, we've been tasked with the impossible task of going to try and rebuild a new side on next to nothing. And we're trying to rebuild the side on next to nothing. We're bringing loan players in for free. It's really hard. It's really, really hard. And listen, the 18-19, and you can see young Matty when he missed the chance. You can see young Keane when he missed his chance. They just went. And that's where we are at the minute. And, you know, if people don't like to hear the truth, well, tough. That is the truth, and that's what we're working with at the minute.
Great fight back. I mean, on the hour, would you have taken a point? Or would you have thought, we can do this?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think, even with the changes, we huffed and puffed, you know, but I think it's a sad do when I'm looking at 31-year-old Michael Potts, 33-year-old Charlie Ennis, 30-year-old Curtis Jones. If I can't leave them out the side and lads step in, then there's something wrong mentally. And you've seen today people looking around at each other. Who's going to lead the game? Who's going to lead it? And no, it's a sad afternoon, to be honest, James, for me.
Yeah, and of course, could have been different had those gilt-edged chances gone in.
They've got to score. I'm sick of saying it. They've got to score back. Nothing I can do up here. And then we just capitulate. Balls were coming in from the right-hand side. And, you know, poor Vinny's had to go in at centre-half today because we didn't have the cover. People won't know it, but it is what it is. It's not excuses. It's just facts.
Looking at some of these youngsters you're talking about, Gabidon, good game. Lovely delivery for, I think, Palinkas to get his eyebrows on it.
Dante's a project. You know, we talk about fishing in ponds. We fished in West Didsbury and Jolton. That's where we are. We're not going into the National League to bring in the next player. We're trying to develop someone, and he's a real talent. He's doing well, but we're going to have to be patient with him. And that's where we're at.
And Sangari, his touches look good. I mean,
yeah, he's a good player.
On the end of one at the end. So.
Good player. Train wheels for 3 weeks, and again, just got to keep going. And, you know, hopefully these lads will step up and take their opportunity.
A break now with Metalistas Valencia. Whatever we think about today in this Cup FC, obviously with a strong chance in that competition. Is it good to just be in another competition on Tuesday?
Yeah,
obviously feeling down now. But
no, it's not. It's good to play games. I've challenged the squad. Listen, this is the biggest rebuild I'll ever do as a manager. This is a full rebuild. You know, I've had the heart ripped out of my full squad. We've got to rebuild it from scratch. And, you know, at the minute, I'm looking at Lavican, who's going, yeah, he's ready for it. And then I'm looking around, and, you know, maybe Donners, but I'm looking around, and I'm still looking around going, right, OK, who's got what it takes to play at this level? And let's not forget where you've come from, what academy you've played at. You're playing in front of 2,000 people in a really, really competitive league where you've got to be prepared to get hurt in both boxes, and you've got to be prepared to be brave on the ball. And when the crowd behind you, when things are going for you, it's easy. We've all been there. When the chips are down or it's against you, then you've got to sleeves up and try and do something about it. And, you know, first half we were looking, right, could have been 6. If not for that, it could have been 6-0. You know, would have been sunnier and probably jobless now if it was 6-0. And that's what was happening, you know. But if you're going to be in a position where you've got to throw young lads out, which we have got to throw young, I could throw myself out, I'd play for free, you know, cause it doesn't have to be young lads, it could be 45-year-olds, but we've got to go and find the next one, and, you know, the next one, and the next one. And there's a lot of good work happening behind the scenes to make us competitive next season financially, but at the minute we're finding it really hard to be able to recruit. And if that's me, if it's a management team, if it's the, you know, the wages, I don't know. We'll get to the bottom of it.
And then next week, Coles away.
Yeah, another tough game. Don't know how they've gone on today. Another tough game. So, you know, they'll be licking their lips wanting to play us if we roll over like that. We're really suffering. We're suffering. Yeah, yeah. I think we're suffering with a loss of Cal. We're suffering with a loss of Regan. We're finding it hard to replace them type of players, and it is really, it's difficult, but we've had lads around this season that have said, go on, step up, and make your own judgments if they've stepped up or not. And, you know, for Brian and myself and Mike and Tom, if they don't step up, we've got to do it. And it's not going to be personal. It's, you know, if I get the chance to kind of go again, you look to rebuild it. But That's not good enough.
And he's on pots.
Should be back this week, but again, it's a sad state of affairs when you're relying on a 31-year-old.
And Donoghue limping at the end? Or yeah,
another knock. His ankle looks like it's ballooned up, and Donalds has just been unlucky with injury. But, yeah. You know, to play the last 20 minutes with 10 men, really, because Donalds was injured, was tough. But I've got to try and build them back up because, you know, at the end of the day, we've lost the game of football, and that's the worst that's going to happen. We've lost the game. It's not good. You know, we've got a big job to do.
Okay, well, Neil, thank you so much for joining us. Have a rest tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do.
And we'll go again on Tuesday.
Cheers, James.